Hi, and welcome to IETV's Friday Night Live series, weekly mental mind massages for those of us wanting to live a more peaceful, compassionate, and abundant life.
And these podcasts have been video recorded, so pop over to our Facebook, YouTube, or website, innateevolution.com, to watch us. Here we go.
Peace of mind isn't about being peaceful all the time, but being at peace with whatever your mind is doing.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Friday Night Live. Before we get started, I want to remind you to subscribe, comment, and take a look at the link below, our Udemy course, Be Happy Now. We're going to talk about peace of mind and what that means to Rudy.
Okay. So when we say peace of mind, I guess many people have an idea that you're peaceful, you're content, you feel good, you have this spacious awareness that life is happening, but there's this, you're in the eye of the storm, meaning you're in the quietness with the storm of life. We want to give a different perspective on peace of mind. My perspective, and I'll love to hear your version of this afterwards, is I can't be peaceful all the time. I don't have peace all the time. Sometimes I have resistance. I don't want things to be as they are. Sometimes I don't want me to be as I am. Sometimes I don't want the world to be as it is. And sometimes I have a very chaotic mind. So you may be thinking, well, why are you talking about peace of mind? Because in a bizarre kind of a way, I've kind of got peace of mind, but not in the way we think of peace of mind. So what does that mean? If you only feel peaceful when you're feeling peaceful, it's conditional. There's a deeper peace of mind. I wrote this down this morning. To me, peace of mind isn't about being peaceful all the time, but being at peace with whatever your mind is doing. And what I mean by that is there's a more of an unconditional peace of mind. And that peace of mind is being at peace with whatever your mind is doing. If we were in a group of people, I would ask people to raise hands now. And I would ask you, raise your hand if you ever not felt peaceful. And many people would raise their hand. Peace of mind is beautiful when you feel peaceful. But a lot of the time we don't. But what would happen if we just got okay with not being peaceful? There's a peace within the seeming unpeacefulness. If we get okay with where we are, just as we are, in whatever moment we are, there's an unconditional acceptance of what is, rather than the needing the what is to be different, to be peaceful. It's a deeper order of peacefulness. It's a deeper order of unconditionality. So I just wrote a blog, and we'll put it in the link, about unconditional love. And it's the same thing. I said, I don't feel unconditionally loving all the time. There's conditions that I may have resistance to. I want to be different. The only difference is I kind of unconditionally except my conditional mind. Because if you needed to feel unconditionally loving all the time, you're kind of trapped into having to have a certain state of being to feel unconditionally loving. And when we naturally ebb and flow, feeling great, not feeling so great, feeling unconditionally loving, feeling conditionally loving, we're peaceful here, we're not here. What happens if you collapse the here and here and just embrace the unconditionally embrace the conditionality of your own mind. Mm. If you peacefully embrace the unpeacefulness of your own mind, as it's just what happens. We are divine beings birthed into a seemingly imperfect human experience with illnesses, physical conditions, hormones, life happening, like
there's a perpetual dance with being human, a perpetual dance with our whole nature of spirit. And embracing that kind of opens up a new way of seeing this dance. Stormy weather is just stormy weather. It will pass. The sunshine is just sunshine. It too will pass. So you're saying it's embracing our whole nature of spirit.
Yeah, because if you don't embrace the ebbs and the flows as not two, but one inseparable cycle, natural inseparable cycle, then you're going to feel peaceful. You get kind of a bit spiritually arrogant about that and judge people who aren't peaceful. Then you're going to not feel peaceful. And then you're going to be judgmental of yourself and strive to be somewhere else where you're not. When there's a two-ness happening, a wanting to get to, wanting to avoid-ness happening, when you collapse them and just see their natural ebbs and flows as one power in the human experience, you can unconditionally embrace your humanness. You unconditionally embrace your conditionality. You can lovingly embrace that you're not freaking loving sometimes. There can be a release of the spiritual concepts that we can use as a Zen stick to whack ourselves with. And so for years, I strove for peace of mind, only to realize it was right in front of me the whole time, except I was two-ing it. Mm-hmm. And now with the one, with the non-dual one natural ebb and flow of the human experience within this divine consciousness, it's okay to freaking be human and not feel great sometimes. It's okay not to feel peaceful. Sometimes I'm very loving, sometimes I'm not. Who gives a crap? Mm. What happens if we just wholly embrace
the devil
with a W, wholly embrace as we are now, as not wrong or right, just as what it is, just as the wholeness of us.
Right. Embracing the nature of our human experience. Mm-hmm. Beautiful, Rudy. Yeah, I love your blog.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Anything else?
No, that was beautiful. Perfect. Perfection.
So if you want peace of mind, you give up trying to achieve it and just embrace the non-peace of mind. Mm. Then there can be peace within all. See you later. Oh, before you go, subscribe, ring the bell, watch. We did a 2.5 hour talk on Udemy called Be Happy Now. So if you want to go further into what we've uncovered in this 10 minutes, I don't know how long we've been going. Check that out. We've got 2.5 hours more of talking about stuff.
Absolutely.
Right, bye for now.
Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. To enjoy more content like this or to join one of our programs, please go to innateevolution.com. That's innateevolution.com.
Or find us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And don't forget to read our book, Wholality, The Missing Link to Love. Until then, may you let inspiration and love guide your life.
And it's always okay to be human.
See you soon.